B-Pod Studios.
Mike and Willow Groves on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Mike.
Listen, three quick things. Number one is I watched that long NBA 30 for 30 thing. Must have been 2 hours, 10 episodes. I don't know if you guys saw that.
No, what? What are you talking about?
So they put it on the ESPN. It's NBA basketball, a love story in the whole history of basketball.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
It was hours and hours long.
Awesome. Yeah.
I mean, it was the tome of video to watch.
Yeah.
And relating to most of what you're saying today is they went and did a small 45 minutes on LeBron. And I forgot about the decision.
But
if Harper now hear me out. If Harper irritates us to death and somehow begrudgingly comes here and all this stuff gets out and his wife doesn't like it here, blah, blah, blah. LeBron recovered from the worst thing after watching that last night. You think this guy would recover from the bad taste in his mouth if he starts banging balls out of the yard? Because I just had forgotten until I saw it. And by the way, that is an amazing show. I don't know if you got to see parts of it.
I saw parts of the love story. I did. It was dead and on last summer. Yes. I think the
bitterness is building. I'm sorry. I don't care what your polls and Twitter polls say. It's like,
yeah, but here's the thing about the difference between LeBron and Harper. One, LeBron leaves Cleveland, right? So he leaves his hometown, right? Akron, Cleveland, the whole thing. He leaves
the video clips they had, dude.
Right. And he does it in a really obnoxious manner. So, you know, the masses are going to be like, oh, what are you doing?
And but who remembers that right now? That's my point. Is how
everybody. I don't know how you didn't remember it, Mike. It's part of his recent...
I mean, detail. When you see the clips, Jason, I mean,
how distasteful it was.
Yeah.
And the Tim Gray thing.
He was young.
He recovered.
Yeah. He recovered because
he went back and won.
He was eight straight finals is how he recovered, is my point, you know?
Yeah, but see, Harper only has ill will here.
Yeah.
Like, if Harper signs with the Dodgers, well, you know, A, he doesn't owe Philadelphia anything. Now, we're scorn lovers, so we're going to be nasty about it, or rejected, not even lovers. We're just rejected. So because we're rejected, we're going to react accordingly with venom.
Yeah, but
which I would hope.
And here's the other part of it, is that most of the country, sports-wise, hates us already anyway. So it's like, screw you anyway, Philly.
And my point is, they're not going to care about Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
People in Washington, they're probably already over it.
They're moved on.
And even the Nats, are there a ton of diehard Nats fans?
Well, and then, are the Yankees going to go, I feel bad for Philly. He really screwed. No. Boston, are they going to feel that way for us? No.
Right.
No, we're not going to get any sympathy. But basically, it's going to go to the old narrative of, you guys don't deserve nice things.
Right.
You didn't get them. So, this is the penance you pay. This is the sentence for what you've done as a fan base. They want to turn a blind eye to every issue they have in their own city. 610-632-0975. This guy, Scott on Twitter, Scott Ciano, sent me a DM, Anthony. I want to read this to you because I think he makes some sense. He goes, "Hey, Jay, mark my words on this. Bryce Harper is not coming to Philly. He never was. I believe he and Boris set out to get him on the Dodgers and get the most years and the most money possible. They used the Phillies to get those things. The Phillies should basically pull out right now to burn their leverage with the Dodgers. But this has always been about Harper to the Dodgers. It's never been about Harper to the Phillies."
Yeah, I disagree.
I think that there may be some truth in that.
I don't.
The Phillies were a necessary pawn in this chess match, but only to heighten the amount of money he will eventually be able to get somewhere else.
I disagree.
Else. But why is that? Because you're going on the assumption that he wants a long-term deal?
Yeah.
Okay. That's always been an assumption that's what he wants, but that's the only way the Phillies in the mix.
Well, here's the thing.
To therefore drive up the Dodger number.
I do believe the Phillies were a part of this thing from the beginning. I do. I don't think the Phillies were completely played. I think if the Phillies go and say, here's $350 million, he signs here.
All right. Well, Middleton laid it out there as stupid money, but maybe his failed to get to the neighborhood of stupid money.
If he, they offer him $350, I think he signs there.
Okay.
So therefore, I don't believe that the Phillies are just a pawn in this thing.
Okay.
Now, it could wind up, he goes L.A., and that's what it is. And you could say, well, see, I still don't believe it. I think the Phillies are a legitimate consideration.
And because John Middleton said stupid money, but he hasn't gone.
And
do you think he's gone there yet?
The Phillies could say they're out. What? They're not going to sign? He goes to L.A. for nothing?
All right. So, come on. Okay. Should the Phillies go to stupid money and just offer him 10 years, $350 million, opt out after year five, take it or leave it?
Yes.
You think that gets it done?
Yes.
Year five opt out too? Not year three, year five.
Well, I don't care about the opt out. I really don't.
All right.
I don't. I mean, I just want the guy here. Go to 325 first. Let's see if he takes that.
610-632-0975. That is the number. The one thing we don't know is what they have offered or what they have not offered. We make the presumption.
I don't think they have offered 325.
You don't think they've gotten there?
Mm-mm.
And that's because they're negotiating against themselves, essentially?
Yes.
Because they're the only long-term play?
Yes.
610-632-0975. We'll see if this thing's wrapped up this week. 4 weeks from tomorrow, the games matter. It'll be one of 162, Ant. It'll commence the baseball season. Can you believe the baseball season is going to be 4 weeks from tomorrow? That's outrageous.
No, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got the tournament coming up.
Yeah, that Selection Sunday in a week and a half.
Duke goes down last night.
How about that?
Now it's getting to be wide open.
No Zion. A little different ball game all of a sudden.
Yeah, even with Zion, they're beatable. Yeah. They're good. I mean, don't get me wrong.
It's an interesting tournament.
I still think it's a wide open tournament.
All right, it is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. We're back on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about something else that's starting up. The Union. Yeah, baby. Philadelphia Union Soccer officially back in action this weekend. Saturday, March 2nd, 1 o'clock, Talon Energy Stadium. The boys in blue look to start strong in their 10th anniversary season against Toronto FC in front of a full packed home crowd. Union coming off their best season ever after an MLS Cup playoff run in the fall, right? Setting records for both wins and points in the season. International World Cup Mexican superstar Marco Fabian will make his home debut. Can't wait to see him in action. Supposed to be the Harper. That's right. Of soccer. Union also welcomed the return of young rising stars from right here in Philadelphia. Austin Trusty, Mark McKenzie. Plus, you got veteran leaders Alejandro Bedoya, Jamaican gold sensation Andre Blake. Big time. We're expecting big time, big things from this tough, young, hungry squad this season. Talon Energy Stadium going to be rocking. Join us down there for opening day this Saturday at 1 o'clock. Philly Soccer's back. You can grab tickets for the opener while they're still available online. Philadelphia Union.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Earlier today with Gargano and Martinez.
I'm done with the Harper thing. Okay, I'm okay.
You can't be done with the Harper thing. I understand that you're not feeling well and you have Harper fatigue.
I'm in a weakened condition.
But you can't be done with it.
I hope they still get him, obviously, but I've resigned myself to being okay if they don't. And here's why. Because he doesn't want to be here. If he was okay playing here, okay, then I believe that it would have been done. I mean, Machado's been signed for over a week now.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson. Try their all-new Dietz Nuts Protein Pack Savory Sausage Snack. Learn more at DietzandWatson.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
Kiss my ass.
I'm not in the mood to deal with that today.
It's ridiculous.
Classic. Okay. So a little bit later on, Howie will talk today.
From the Combine.
From the USS Indianapolis.
Yeah, I saw I was back there in Coach Camille's office and saw some stand-ups taking place out there. And reporting with the football field in the background and the combine.
I love it.
Come on. I'm going to give you the countdown, by the way. Football season seems like an eternity away. You know why?
Because it is.
Because it is an eternity away. It's exactly right. Okay, so right now, Anthony, it's, by the way, 46 days, 8 hours, and 37 minutes to Game of Thrones returns. this is the things that are in my countdown app.
I thought you weren't on a Thronesman.
No, I put it in there because I'm trying to pace myself to be caught up to it when it kicks off. So I have to watch like 0.72 episodes a day to be there when it's in, to be right in sync with it.
How are you doing?
Not good. I'm caught on this stupid show called Chance on Hulu right now.
Chance?
Yeah, with Hugh Laurie's in it, who was the guy in that show House.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good actor.
Psychiatrist. Yeah. This show's just mediocre. I got to just bail on it, I think. But anyway, it's 190 days, 7 hours and 57 minutes to the NFL season kicks off.
Oh, dude, I can't even think that.
Yep, that's September 5th, 2019.
Yeah, I don't want to waste away a whole year. All right.
How about 147 days until training camp starts for the Eagles?
Yeah, no, I don't want to waste away a whole year. Yeah. All right, let me enjoy the tournament, the baseball play. I got Sixer playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
I got that. I have that to torture me.
Well, you also have 42 days, 18 hours, and 37 minutes to the Masters. I got that in the countdown.
Yeah, I'm out of countdown. I love the Masters, but I'm out of countdown the Masters.
No. I'm already planning the Masters party.
Oh, you have one? Oh, what, on Sunday of the Masters?
On Sunday, yeah. I did a couple years now.
Oh, okay.
You have?
Yeah.
What do you do?
That's a chance to just booze up.
Booze up and watch golf. Yeah, that sounds exciting.
It's a beautiful Sunday.
You do it at your house?
Yeah. At that point, it's nice and warm out, so you miss a couple holes, you go out back.
Yeah, sometimes it is.
It's not
sometimes
20 it's degrees.
You never know. I feel like this is the
so
winter that's never going to end.
What makes it special, your man? So you have a pool?
No, it's just a...
Yeah, he's got a baby pool, a plastic one.
Yeah, it's literally an excuse to drink.
No, a pool for the golfers. Like, you put a couple bucks in the pool.
No, it's just an excuse. Everybody chips in with beer, food.
So like it's like a potluck little
adventure? Yeah, it's like the
adventure.
Super Bowl. It's like, let's all get together and watch the Super Bowl. No, but it's the Masters. Because I'd rather watch the Super Bowl by myself.
Why?
Why what? It's a chance to have a party.
Why don't you have your friends over to the tournament?
What, for March Madness?
Yeah.
Oh, we do that too.
He's got no kids. They just do whatever the hell they want.
I mean, listen, it's fine. Like, I get it. Like, everybody getting together, but it's not a party. Like, you act like it's a party.
You like, do you sit around and go, I can't wait to watch Ricky Fowler take this shot? Everybody's huddled around the TV.
It's in a chance.
No, no.
The way you
sell it.
Yeah.
It's just not sold properly. You don't sell
it
properly.
It sounds weak, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're doing something silly. If you say you're having a Masters party, like, I'm intrigued. One.
Well, you better have a hook.
Start putting some money into it.
There's no hook to it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like I'm having a couple friends over. Well, big, that's not a party.
Yeah. It just gives us an excuse to drink.
It's special. I mean, you can do it any day.
Yeah.
All right, I won't use the term party then.
Right. Masters party.
Masters gathering. No, is that better?
If you're going to do a watch party.
Now you have like a Masters foursome over there.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
610-632-0975. Nobody's getting away with anything on this show today, by the way.
No.
Anything we say, everybody's just irritated. And it's like, now, what do you mean?
Well,
everybody's jumping
Bryce
down.
Harper.
Everybody's crawling up everybody's keister.
It's Bryce Harper.
It is. We're all just, I think everybody's got cabin fever. They're sick of the weather.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's sick of sniffling. And I can't stop. It's been going on for weeks, but this cold.
No, it's awful. And freezing out.
Yeah.
I can go for like, what happened to the day we're going to get like that 60 degree where it doesn't rain?
Mm-hmm. Where the sun's out, you're going, oh my God, I'm wearing shorts today.
Yeah, give me a day like that.
Yeah. Well, you get it eventually. That was the day when I went to Penn State where everybody would go to the Cafe 210 West and sit outside and get hammered and drink Long Island iced teas.
Yeah.
Cafe 210 on that day every year, like in March, packed. Let's go to Bill.
Yeah, I want a day to sit outside.
Yeah.
Pound some pints.
Well, you better happen soon before the bro has his baby.
Yeah, no more day drinking with the bro.
Bro's going to go into labor any minute now. What are you going to do when the bro breaks his water?
We would do the morning. we would day drink a lot. It's kind of, this show's kind of put a kind of cramp at my head.
I don't drink very much, so I'm not going to grease the skids.
I'll drink for both of us. How's that sound?
All right.
There you go.
Come on, Andrew.
Let's go to Bill in Redding's on the Fanatic. What's up, Billy?
Yeah, how's it going, man? I have a story about Harper. Can you guys hear me? I don't know why. It all sounds weird.
Yeah, what do you got?
Hello. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, sorry about that. A buddy of mine's son is a prospect. He was getting looked at by a couple different teams, but he played in a couple tournaments, a couple with Trout, a couple with Harper.
Okay.
He was in a tournament, and this was in New Jersey. And Harper was there, and I guess something happened with Harper and his coaches and his parents. He got his team to the semifinals, and then on the day of the finals game, he was all mad at his coaches and mad at his parents. This is when he was like 16, I want to say. Take it or leave it for what it is, but he didn't play in the game because he was mad at his parents and his coaches. So he was like, I'm not playing, and his team lost the championship game because – this guy wanted to sit at home and not play, or sit up in his hotel room and not play. I'm like, that's the kind of guy. And then we're wondering.
But he's a kid. I mean, can't. I mean, I don't know what happened. He's 16 years old. You want to be judged by something you did at 16?
Yeah, I mean, 16 is when you're.
No. You want to be judged by something when you were 16 years old? Seriously?
Sort of.
You do?
I could.
You could. You didn't do anything dumb at 16. I know I did dumb things at 16.
But when it came to my
you can't be worried about when you were 16.
You weren't any good. You weren't like you were Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper was a wonderkind. Stop putting yourself in that kid's shoes.
Wait, so you're talking about since he's a wonder kid, I should give him
you weren't him.
The point is that you're looking down on that dude for something he did when he was 16 when you can't compare it.
Yeah, but dude, it's an attitude.
Come on.
Everybody, there's a lot of idiots at 16 years old.
You're 16 years old, whatever. He may be the biggest prima donna of all prima donnas.
Yep.
But you want to come on here with a story, ripping a kid because when he was 16 years old, what do I know what he did when he was 16?
Yeah, who cares? Has no effect on now.
That's throwing stones, dude.
Yeah.
You should know better.
Jamie in Plymouth Meeting joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing, Jamie?
Blowing off steam Wednesday, guys. That is definitely how I'm feeling as well.
See, Jim, the thing is, I came in here today like just defeated and everything, and I'm finding out that more people are kind of sharing my mental headspace.
Yeah.
Just so beat up by this whole thing.
Dave, you know what we need to do, though? And this might be, I've been out of town the last 2 days, but this might be a different pivot from what callers have been saying, but this fan base needs to pivot to John Middleton. It needs to be more attention onto him. I'm with Ant 100%. The Phillies have not put their best foot forward. If they did, this wouldn't be a discussion. The way to play the game right now, Nolan Arenado, 33.4 average annual value over 7 years. It has to come in with minimum of 10-year 340, 10-year 350 million. And if the guy wants an opt-out, what are we wrestling over at this point? John Middleton is being bullish. He hasn't put the Phillies in the best spot. And people need to question him down at Clearwater. If he wants to opt out after 3 years, let him do it. The team's going to benefit. We're going to win. He obviously had 3 good years. Let's play ball with him at 10 years, 340, 350. And, you know, there's other examples. David Price, 2 years ago. 7-year, $210 million contract for pitchers.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. At this point, you got to make your best offer. Like, this is it. Make your best offer. He doesn't take it. Then you say, we offered him firm $325. He turned it down. Boom.
And they haven't done it. And I'm
That's
with
right.
100%. And nobody is down there. Middleton can sit behind there and sit back and not answer questions. He hasn't. We should not fault Bryce Harper and Scott Boras' stance here because we haven't made the offer. And if we're being bullish on this opt-out, come on. The King James opts out every year. The best players are confident in their abilities. They're in a whole different category. So if that's the hang-up, shame on us because we should have just thrown in the Manny. For 10 years, 300 million.
Yes.
Yeah, but they didn't. So that's enough.
Well,
to your point,
that's
James.
That's why.
They messed up.
Yes, that's one of the reasons why you got to point to the Phillies right now.
So if we're really going to sit here and lose this over $3 to $5 million for a 25-man roster, you know, over the course of a year that we're not willing to push all the chips in, shame on us. It's Middleton's fault. This is not, we should have two offers in front of him: the short-term offer with the high annual value that the Dodgers and say the Giants are offering, which they haven't given a long-term deal because that's the only reason why we're still in this spot. Or we have the 10-year offer. And my last thing, guys, I will make sure, because I know, I'm sure you got to take other calls, but I will make sure the Groot Dog calls in because I have a wink-wink connection to the Groot Dog.
Oh, so we're fans of the Groot Dog. Please tell him that we are fans of his work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give me a green right slot, Spider 2Y Banana.
We need the Groot Dog. You want the Groot Dog.
I do. I love the Groot Dog.
Absolutely. Let's go to, by the way, get some open lines. 610-632-0975. It's interesting that he brings up that we should be pointing our venom at John Middleton, who we essentially has been skating here under the assumption.
He went out there by himself.
Yep.
So I give him points. But, like, what are you going to do? You know, at a certain point, you got to give up. You have to put forth the big offer. He turns it down. It's on him. And you got to leak the offer and go, we offer him $325. He said no.
Maybe, our venom and our vitriol is pointed at the wrong people. Maybe it should be pointed at the Phillies. And look, I think that him going out and saying, you know, we're going to spend money, stupid money, is going to land as one of the stupid, if they don't get him, is going to land as one of the stupider things somebody has said.
Wow. Will it go down, if we remember, gold standard?
Uh-huh. Gold standard. It'll go down dream team. It'll go down.
Yeah.
You know, there's a bunch of them. Now, Jimmy Rollins said, we're the team to beat. He was right. At the time, it was like, oh, boy, Jimmy, hold on a minute. There's been other ones. Peter LaViolette said Clugger is the best player in the world.
Yeah.
There's been for who, for what.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of these quotes through the years that you go, I really wish they wouldn't have said that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Stupid money could be like gold standard, could be dream team.
That's a good point.
610-632-0975. Let's see who Warren and Cherry Hills got the turrets pulled at, pointed at right now. Warren, how you doing? You're on the Fanatic.
Doing well, but first of all, I got to give you a story. My second cousin's kid's grandson played T-ball with Harper, and if they didn't bat him fourth, he quit on the team. They quit because they wouldn't bat him fourth in T-ball. What a question. Hey, anyway, the guy just before is exactly what I'm thinking. They made the mistake because if they were, no matter what they're saying now, I believe Machado was their first target. If that's the case, and you let that other team walk with $300 million, you painted yourselves in a hole unless you did it on purpose. So I want Middleton to just go to board and say, what's the number we need to have signed? Then that's stupid money. Stupid money is not when somebody else is willing to do it. Oh, and by the way, how about Philadelphia as a small market team? That should go down with everything.
Oh, yes, Ed Wade.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the worst ones ever.
Yep.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
He wants the largest contract. He wants it per year. I'll cut off the last two. I'll give him 3.25 for 8 years. He wants to buy out the five. He's getting $40 million a year, and he doesn't have to worry. We don't need him for 9th and 10th. I think if you put that contract out there and you let him opt out, you give him the highest season money, you give him the largest contract ever. And if they still say no, unless I'm mistaken, Boris had J.D. Drew also, didn't they?
Yes.
The hell with both of them. I want to offer him the most money. I don't really care when people say, or he says, well, I don't really want to play there. If he gets some money here, he's going to play here. And it's Middleton's fault because that remark was ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Give me real quick, Warren. I got you. Do you share my Sixers worry?
If you remember even last year, Brett Brown is not a coach for a championship team. A couple quick points. He doesn't know how to control the tempo. His substitutions are the same. If it's a six, you watch the game, it's 6 minutes into the first quarter.
Yeah.
He doesn't bring one, he brings three subs in, no matter the scenario. He cannot out-coach any good coach. The man was taught how to lose. He's not a good coach. He's got the greatest center in the last 25 years, and he says, yeah, I want you to shoot threes. It's not a guard league. You know why it's a guard league? Because there's no dominating big man. He's the greatest center in 25 years. And he absolutely, if he sets up on the block, he can get assists, he can spot.
Yes!
I don't want him standing 20 feet from the basket. I just think Brett Brown's not a coach in this league.
So that means your expectation for this spring is?
I'm almost hoping we don't win the first round because they'll fire him. I won't want to see it, but at best, this team right now is one series win. They will, and if they play Boston the first series, it's going to happen again. That coach will out-coach them. They win maybe one round unless they're playing Boston. They might pass Indiana. I don't know. But if they play anybody in the second round, they don't even know. They have such a non-fitting team. You have a guard who can't shoot. He stays down low, so Embiid can't work down low. You got
But now with Tobias, though, Warren, they got enough. I think they have a great balance between Tobias. Like, forget about JJ on the defensive end. You got Ben, you got JJ, you got Jimmy, you got Tobias and Joel. That's a formidable five. That's a five. That's a fill a killer five. They fit together
on paper right now. Not on the floor yet, but Brett's got to find a way. Real quick, Jeff McClain just tweeting out a couple nights ago.
Oh, Jeff McClain. I haven't heard Jeff in a while.
Yeah. Yes. Howie Roseman, of course, speaking at the Combine, and Doug Peterson will speak as well today. Here's the quote from Howie Roseman. We've decided to allow Nick Foles to become a free agent. They will not tag Nick Foles, and they'll get the compensatory pick. The third round pick, not in this year's draft, but the following year, Nick Foles will enter NFL free agency, Anthony.
Smart.
Where he ends up remains to be seen. We'll see if he goes to Jacksonville. Word is out of that Pat Shurmur said earlier today that Eli Manning will be back in New York with the Giants, which is good for Eagle fans. Better him than Russell Wilson.
I mean, are they dumb?
They're like, what is going on? Why would you
seriously? Why in the world would you come back with Eli again? Is he not the definition of a shot fighter?
Yeah, I don't even know why. What the point is? Either draft a quarterback and turn it over and move on, or go out and make a trade for a Russell Wilson or whatever. I'm elated they're keeping Eli because
I don't understand.
They can't succeed with him.
I don't understand it.
Like, how do they not recognize it's over for Eli?
I don't. It makes no sense.
Crazy.
It makes no sense. How in the world can you come back with him again? He's done.
How about the quarterbacks in this division?
If I were a Giant fan, I would be like out of my mind.
Yeah, I'd be pissed. Like, seriously, come on. We all know it's over.
If you're going to go get a quarterback, now's the time to get the quarterback. Like, this is how dumb. Like, honestly, you put Nick Foles with the Giants, I'm a little worried.
Yeah. You look at it, you go, well, why are you paying Odell all that money when you can't have anybody to get him the ball?
I'm actually worried if the tight end can catch the football.
Yeah.
You got the great generational running back, and then you got Odell.
Yep. And a rag arm back there.
You put Nick Foles back there? I go,
yeah. You feel a lot different.
Well, that makes no sense.
Look at the other QBs
makes
in this
no
division.
Sense.
Eli in New York with the
Giants.
Well,
Washington needs one.
Yeah.
I mean, Alex Smith, he wanted to be ready to play.
Yeah, I saw him at an NBA game a couple weeks ago. He still had pins in his legs and everything.
No, I mean, they need another quarterback. But if you're the Giants, why?
Yeah. Well,
not our problem, that guy.
Why would you hire Pat Shurmur, too?
Horrible.
610-632-0975.
He's a terrible coach.
Terrible. Bring the Heat's coming up at the top of the hour, Ant. We'll get to that at 1 o'clock. And your call is at 610-632-0975. I can tell you about Window Nation. We were just talking about the weather. Because before you wish for this winter and crazy cold weather to end, You need to take care of one thing, just one thing. Get your old drafty windows replaced. Why now, though, in the dead of winter? Well, because that is when you get unquestionably get the absolute best pricing. Window Nation's award-winning installation teams need work, and the factory is running at half capacity, which means insane savings for you. So for the next 2 weeks, you can buy two windows, get two free. That's two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. No minimum purchase. Plus, pay nothing for a year. Make no down payment. Make no payments and pay no interest for 12 months. And you can keep Window Nation's expert installers and the factory busy, all by saving thousands of dollars. So call now, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. You're wasting money on high energy bills by not calling. So get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. No limit, plus put nothing down, and you'll have no payments and no interest for 12 months. So call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. And when you do, tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What up?
What up?
I miss so many other drops, though. We used to have some great drops in the morning.
What are you looking for?
I want to do a, like,
Baldy. What a beautiful
spring's
suit.
Coming.
Baldy, that's a beautiful suit.
Spring's coming. Rat. Spring's coming, and I want to do a makeover.
Here, pull your head out of your ass!
That beautiful suit. That beautiful suit drop's a great drop. But it's not your greatest drop. To me, your greatest drop is this. I mean, this is...
Man, you're looking good, man. What's up, problem?
It's just an understated drop. You know what I mean? That it's not like over the top. It just sits in the pocket. You know what I mean? It's in there perfectly. You know what I'm saying?
We agree.
I got a whole thing here of your drops. You know what I'm saying? This one won't play because it's got the X.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's one of the best of all time. You know what I'm saying?
So. What do you say, Hack? What's going on, man?
You're a drop a minute, man.
I'm going to kiss you.
You are prolific.
Well.
Drop artist.
Listen, in the morning, someone had to act like the fool. Might as well be me. Oh, that's beautiful.
610-632-0975. Some people lend to the drop better than others. I'm not a guy that lends to the drop.
Well, your game stuff, your imitations are good.
Yeah, but they don't make for good drops, though. Like Mikey Miss, he makes a good drop. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he's
beautiful. You're panning your meat. You know,
yeah, because he will give you as tidy whiteys and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
Oh. You louse. I was wearing tidy whiteys back then.
Louse is a great word, too. That was like my mother's word, louse.
Yeah, it's an old school word.
It is old school.
It may be my favorite Mike Miss drop.
Wipe your keister with.
You louse.
Yeah, that's a great word.
Outright.
It really is. You know, I will say this. You know, everything just about is better today. Like better TV, better sports, you know, better life's easier than it was in the past, right?
I don't know about that.
Well, you don't think so?
No. I think life's more complicated than ever. We know too much.
Well, I should say this. Life is, there's more creature comforts.
Yeah, like having Wi-Fi, right? Your information in your palm.
There's a lot more. Just like the hassles of life are not as much than back in the day.
Yeah, but you become so preoccupied with everything that you can never rest your brain now. Because that stupid phone, like everybody's got their face buried in their phone all the time.
Okay, but you understand, life was hard, a lot harder back in the day.
I get it. I understand that. Things were more complicated to get a simple thing done now is very simple. But that being said, like when you got in your car ride and you had your commute, it was like you and the radio. Now it's you, the phone, the radio.
You also, back in the day, probably didn't have air conditioning.
I mean, gee, what are you driving, the Model T?
Well, no, but like back in the day, a lot of people didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah, I know. And you had to roll the window down with the crank.
I remember my father, like, you know, he didn't put the air conditioner on the car.
Because he used more gas.
Well, that, yes. Freon. No, seriously, he didn't use the car. He didn't use the air in the car. Life was difficult back then. However, life was also, I think, language was way more colorful back then.
Why do you think
that? Is now. Because you're forced to use your brain.
Yeah, now everything's about an autocorrect world.
You know, it was more creative.
Yeah, like kids like Andrew, they can't even spell.
Like the word, right. Like the word louse is a great word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been a lot of words that have gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
And louse
even
is
like,
one
you know, bum. Three letters, bum. It sounds it.
Oh, it's a great sports word, too.
Yeah, he's a bum.
He's a bum.
Right. You know, three little letters create a great visual. He's a bum.
Yeah, and you knew exactly what that looked like.
Right.
Like that one year you knew that was Keith Byers. He was a bum.
He wasn't a bum.
Yeah, but people,
Keith Byers is never a bum.
I know, but it was one of the guys that would get it if he didn't perform. If he didn't score a power
get
play.
It.
Who?
Jaws.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Jaws would always get it. I never understood why Jaws got it. He was tough. He had no offensive line.
Especially in this town. I mean,
he just got
beating.
Right, he got buried.
He just bludgeoned every game.
And, you know, Buddy comes in with that ridiculous bringing
on third
Randall
down.
In, long third and long.
Jaws is going, you're kidding me, right?
Right.
And you're going to bring this to
the,
wild
I still
garden.
Think he was the most abused athlete
Jaws?
Ever. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, even though now he's the beloved, I call him the Pope of Philadelphia football. But he was abused here.
He was abused on the field and off the field.
He was, by coaches, by the fans killing him.
And he stood in this town, too, and turned himself into a legend.
Right. Buddy Ryan.
Yeah.
He had Mary. He had Stiffs after Vermeil left.
Marion Campbell.
That's what I'm saying.
Swamp Fox.
Coach Hunt is his offense coordinator.
Yeah, what a joke. 610-632-0975. Let's go to West Deptford. Talk to Dan on the Fanatic. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, what's up, boys? How you doing?
Hey,
what's
brother.
Up, buddy? So I want to talk Phillies a little bit, but let's just forget about Harper for a second. How do you see this season going with this lineup as constructed?
I think they're in it. I mean, they still need another pitcher. You got to go get either. I'll tell you the one guy that I'd still go get another bullpen piece. Because if you got Kimbrel, you get to the sixth inning, it's ball game, right? Between Kimbrel and Robertson and Sir Anthony?
Yeah, I think Sir Anthony's going to have a big year, too. I think he's going to show out this year.
I mean, I know you need a lefty in the rotation, and you're pretty thin, but, you know, I mean, Elias should still hit. They just need power.
All right, without Harper, I go 85. You going over under?
You know, I mean, that's a good
that's
number.
That's about right, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about right. 85. It's enough to get them in the playoffs. I see them. I think they need another. To tell you the truth, I'm not too high on Jake Arrieta. I think he's overpaid.
No, he could be. You know, I'm hoping he comes back. He's got a bounce back in him. A lot of times, a lot of guys go through that where they lose their stuff. They lose a little bit off their fastball, and then they come back with a bounce back. I'm hoping that's the case, Danny.
Because he has to approach it differently because he doesn't have the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
remember too, he came in last year on March 11th, so he didn't have a full spring training. So maybe that helps him too. He was erratic last year.
Hopefully, if Harper comes here, that's not the case with him. He doesn't have a full spring training, so he has a down year.
Nah, I was talking about because he's a veteran pitcher.
Yeah,
it's different for a pitcher. That's pretty much it for me.
Thanks, buddy.
All right,
appreciate
Danny.
It, brother.
Let's go to Tony in Norristown on the Fanatic. What's up, Tone?
Yo, guys. Jay, what's up? Cuz, how you doing?
Tony Tone.
Listen, I keep thinking about what you guys were talking about with the declarations. Those declarations were made when a team was in place. This is something that you're talking about, a contract that has never been It's never been signed. It's never been signed before. We want the greatest player right now. which happens to be Bryce Harper. Not the greatest of all time, but that's what we're looking at.
Well, and he fills a need that you want for Harper. We get it, yeah.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, there has never been a time where we've been in a position to look at that and say, wow, we could get this. And all these people talking about, oh, no, we're so mad. We don't want him. We don't. Screw that. No. We want him. We need the bat.
Right. At this point, you know, it's incumbent on the Phillies to just go in, make their best offer, and go, there you go. Here's what it is. And if he turns it down, and then you leak it. He just turned down three and a quarter. And then all the public know, you know what the offer was, and you're going, this is it. You know, if you turn that down, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Greedy SOB.
But his first at-bat in a Phillies uniform would cement him being in love with the Phillies.
Why do you think that, Tony? Because we'd go wild, he'd fall in love with us? Players don't give a damn.
No, I have. Chase, absolutely. He would.
No, he wouldn't. No. I'm telling you, he wouldn't. He doesn't care what uniform he puts on. Like, he doesn't fall. Players don't fall in love like that. They're mercenaries. They know it's a business.
No, they are mercenaries, and they know it's a business.
You're overvaluing your position, Tony, is what I'm saying. Because we're going to sit there and cheer. They're going to cheer no matter where he bats. He's not going to go, oh, I walk on water in Philly, and I wouldn't walk on water here. He's had his ass kissed his entire life.
I feel like I'm in the Bronx Tale right now.
You know what I'm saying, Tony?
What are you going to tell him next?
A Bronx Tale.
Bryce Harper don't care about you.
He doesn't. And we should recognize that and stop being insecure about it.
I'm not being insecure about it. I'm just saying.
No, it doesn't matter. He's going to love it in L.A. too, Tony. He's not going to have one at bat here and go, damn, why did I even have reservations? You know what I'm saying? What if that first at bat he strikes out three pitches? Think he's going to have reservations then? No, it's the same thing. It's not going to matter. Players know it is a business more than anybody. You know what I'm saying, though? You know I'm right.
Yeah, whatever.
We overvalue our fandom sometimes here in Philadelphia.
How so?
Because we think that we're going to come here, we're going to love them, and we're going to go crazy like we went crazy with T.O. driving up to freaking Lehigh. All that stuff ultimately doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool. I mean, he loved it.
It was cool, and he had fun with it. Yeah, I get it. But the fact of the matter is Bryce Harper's had his rear end kissed everywhere.
It actually worked to the detriment.
Because of McNabb.
Because Donovan, it was like, yeah, well, I didn't get a cheer like that. Guys only love T.O. Loving some T.O., but Five doesn't get love like that.
Yeah, he did, but he refused to. He didn't comprehend the love he got. He only heard the boos. He didn't ever heard the cheers. Because he was insecure.
Mm-hmm.
He was a lot like the fan base.
I don't think the fan base is insecure.
There's a lot of this fan base that's very insecure. Especially right now, because we might be getting spurned again here. By a player that wants to go to L.A. and not come to Philadelphia.
Well, when were we really spurned? You can't give me LeBron, because they weren't spurned.
No, I know, but people feel that way. J.D. Drew, we were spurned.
J.D. Drew? Where are you going back in ancient history?
Scott Rowland didn't want to play here.
Yeah, you're going back to ancient history.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying that's our mentality, though. We're the underdog city. We love the underdog.
I don't think it's our mentality anymore.
Yeah. We like the guy who's up against all odds. We're like Phil Collins, against all odds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.